Welcome to Get Connected with Nina Del Rio, a weekly conversation about fitness, health, and happenings in our community on 106.7 Light FM.
Good morning, and thanks for listening to Get Connected. The COVID-19 pandemic began as a public health crisis that has escalated to crises of hunger, homelessness, and unemployment. As we end 2020, New Yorkers are depending on social service programs like never before. The Robin Hood Foundation identifies and supports the most effective social service programs in the city to help them improve, succeed, and attack poverty at its roots. Our guest is Sarah Altmans, Chief of Grant Strategy at the Robin Hood Foundation, to talk about the challenges of the pandemic and how they're working to address gaps in the system for the poorest New Yorkers. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me today, Nina.
The website is robinhood.org, and I think strategy is kind of a really interesting word and a key word here. You can't just fix poverty through one or two programs. What is the strategy of the Robin Hood Foundation, and what is your role?
The Robin Hood is New York City's largest poverty-fighting organization, and prior to the pandemic, we saw that half of New Yorkers have spent at least a year in poverty over the past 4 years. And for people who manage to find a way out of poverty, they're often just one crisis away from falling back in. And as we've seen, for so many people, the pandemic has really been that crisis. So Robin Hood's mission is to help New Yorkers get out of poverty and to stay out. And we do this by working with the most effective poverty-fighting organizations. And at Robin Hood, we're really about the numbers as well. We measure the impact of every grant we make. And when programs succeed, we help bring them to scale. So last year, we invested $116 million to more than 370 grants and engagements with community partners around the city. I should also mention that our board underwrites all of our operating costs. So 100% of every dollar, every penny donated goes out the door directly to fight poverty. And in my role, I work with a really fantastic team that oversees our grant-making portfolio. And that team is focused on finding and creating programs and solutions that help deliver on meaningful outcomes for New Yorkers. They also look to really try and understand the return on investment as a result of Robin Hood funding. And we look at solutions across the life course, so everything from early childhood through adulthood, focus on programs and the strongest poverty-fighting impact.
And what size organizations do you work with? How many, and how do you identify them?
Yeah, so we work from organizations that have budgets of under $1 million to organizations that have budgets of over $100 million. So really across the spectrum in terms of size. And we find them through, you know, people reaching out to us. We have an application right now on our website that people can apply for funding, through newspaper articles sometimes, but really just, you know, pounding the pavement and having conversations and really trying to be embedded within community.
So to talk about the challenges of 2020 in particular, let's use an example of the nonprofit POTS, part of the solution. They're based in the Bronx, and they typically serve about 40,000 people in a year. In 2020, they're on track to connect to over 2 million New Yorkers with food, showers, medical care, clothing, and more, which is an astronomical increase. What kind of need are you seeing this year across the board?
So the gaps that existed before have really become more visible, but we've also seen a demand for new needs. And food insecurity, I think, is one of the most evident examples of this. As you mentioned, they're seeing many more people at POTS. Probably many people have heard the stories about lines at food pantries that are extending blocks and blocks. One of our partners in Queens, which has really been the epicenter of the epidemic, has served four times the number of people this year. But one thing I think that's worth pointing out, we have data from our poverty tracker, which is a survey that we do in partnership with Columbia University. Food insecurity was really high before the pandemic. One in three New Yorkers were running out of food by the end of the month, or they were worrying that they would run out of food before they could buy more. And we've seen these numbers continue to tick up. The highest levels in food insecurity has really been this fall. So over the summer, people maybe had some money still from their stimulus checks, maybe some unemployment insurance, through the CARES Act. But a lot of this expired over the summer. And so we have some real concerns that this food insecurity is going to continue to increase right as we head into the holidays.
Since you bring this up, for months we had been waiting on a second federal stimulus bill. And by now, you know, most people know it includes a $600 check for most Americans. But is there anything else in that bill that you think will be particularly helpful for the long term?
Yeah, and that bill really couldn't come more quickly. I mean, the need is really growing. One of the other things that is in the bill that's very important is money to support back rent. There are many people who are currently facing many months of unpaid back rent and facing evictions. And of course, there's been an eviction moratorium, and that's been helpful for many people, especially during these very difficult times. But the concern is that without support from the federal government, that many people will face evictions in the months to come. And New York City has very, very high levels of homelessness. Over 62,000 people are homeless in New York City every single night, including 24,000 children.
One of the groups Robin Hood has been working to support are New York City street vendors. They are small business owners. There are nearly 20,000 of them in the city. Average daily earnings before the pandemic were about $120 a day. As of June, they are about $23 a day. How have the vendors been faring during the pandemic, and how has Robin Hood been helping?
Yeah, so anybody who's ever been to New York City knows that street vendors are just really a part of the city of New York. I know I have my own favorite hot dog vendor that's right outside the Met, or a place where I get coffee near our offices in Union Square. But they've been hit so hard during the pandemic. People not going into the offices, the lack of tourists, and their businesses are down 70 to 90%. Many people didn't qualify for government assistance because of their immigration status. So our friends at Morgan Stanley saw this critical need and launched a $2 million effort through Robinhood. And we're helping to provide $1,000 in cash assistance to over 2,000 street vendors who've been impacted by the pandemic. Our hope is really that this will encourage other corporations and New Yorkers to contribute to this community, which are they're just such a critical fabric of our city. Street vendors are one group of New Yorkers who've been hit hard, but so many people who could feel the lasting impact of the pandemic, it's not as visible. And one place where we're very concerned is learning loss for children and the long-term effects for thousands of children who've been pushed into poverty as a result of the pandemic. It's estimated that children may lose as much as 1 to 2 years of learning, depending on the quality of their remote learning. So students who are the most vulnerable, of course, are being the ones that are hit the hardest. And they're the ones having the hardest time learning in this remote environment. So Robinhood has been focused on some of the immediate needs that we're seeing for people like the street vendors, but also some of these long-term needs for young people and those potential lasting impacts there. So right now we're really focused on the quality of remote learning. We made two recent grants to organizations Teaching Lab and Teaching Matters to focus on really strong instructional support. In other words, teacher training, because we know that teachers are just in a very difficult situation, knowing that they need support as they try and continue to adapt to this environment. So trying to intervene now for our youngest kids to ensure that they're getting the support to learn to read in these early years.
Since you bring up children and education, that makes me think of mothers, and it's mostly mothers, who have the added challenge now of teaching their children at home and working. How are low-income mothers doing right now?
Yeah, women are having a very hard time right now. In fact, many women have had to drop out of the workforce. We're seeing the lowest level of workforce participation from women since the 1980s. And, of course, trying to find childcare during a pandemic when your child may not be able to go to school as they would usually has been hitting them the hardest. So, again, looking for different ways to ensure that people have access to childcare. This is something that we're doing through our relief fund to make sure that people have the support they need and that some of those childcare centers can remain open and serving people during the pandemic.
Our guest is Sarah Oltmans, Chief of Grant Strategy at the Robin Hood Foundation, which exists to alleviate problems caused by poverty in New York City by supporting and developing organizations that provide direct services to poor New Yorkers, as well as improving their earning power and long-term prospects. Their website is robinhood.org. You're listening to Get Connected on 106.7 Light FM. I'm Nina Del Rio. Let's change topic a little bit. I wonder if you could share a little bit on the Heroes of New York special. Mariah Carey sang, Tony Bennett performed, Tina Fey made an appearance again. Who did you highlight and why was the event important this year?
Yeah, so every year Robin Hood has held an event where we celebrate community partner heroes, people who are really great examples of impact and resiliency. But like so many things this year, we really had to reimagine it and ended up doing a really beautiful television and radio adaptation called Heroes of New York. And this show featured some incredible New Yorkers, celebrities, musicians, people like Mariah Carey, Governor Cuomo, Eli Manning, many others. But really, it was a way for us to celebrate New York City, which is a home to many everyday heroes, people who are just checking in on their neighbors, supporting their favorite restaurants and local businesses. And we were able to highlight the stories of six incredible New Yorkers from five partner organizations that are helping during the pandemic and fighting for New Yorkers every day. Bonnie Coover and Justice Marin of Center for Urban Community Services, or CUCS, they are just incredible. Bonnie is a nurse practitioner. Justice is a medical assistant. And they work on CUCS's street medicine team, helping provide medical care for New Yorkers who are experiencing homelessness. This team of two throughout the pandemic has just been covering the streets of New York, finding people who need medical help, doing COVID testing, making connections to resources like housing and mental health services. But really, all of the heroes, they just embody the resiliency, the compassion, and the spirit of New York, and really our own mission to help New Yorkers find pathways out of poverty. In case people miss it, they can head to robinhood.org. The full special is on our website.
Imagining we all have a long road ahead, I wonder what you think the recovery from the pandemic will look like, and how will Robinhood adapt its strategy?
Many, as I mentioned, many of the issues that exist now were there prior to the pandemic, and they've just really been underscored through this. So we're focused on, first of all, addressing child poverty. This is a place where we've seen a 27% increase since January. 2 in 5 children in New York City are now living in poverty. And the financial implications of this type of issue are huge. The implications, long-term implications for the state. It's estimated that $1.7 billion in additional costs to New York State over the next 50 years is because of children who are pushed into poverty as a result of the pandemic. We also see that there may be an additional $8.5 billion in annual income loss for these individuals. So again, you know, starting in early childhood, we're focused on trying to address some of these issues like child poverty. But the effects are not just for younger children. We're seeing this for older children as well. The number of students who are enrolling in college dropped this year, nearly 22%. Perhaps not surprisingly, the students who've been hit the hardest are the ones who are low income and meaning need to support family members or other things, can't afford college at this point in time. And so we've seen the biggest drop at community colleges. So Robinhood has been trying to provide cash assistance. More recently, we supported the CUNY ACE program, which is a program that's focused on helping low-income college students graduate at much higher rates. And it's, so far, the early signs are very strong. We're seeing students graduating at double the rate. And this is particularly true for students of color.
Just in this short conversation, you've mentioned a handful of organizations that Robinhood has funded. In fact, Robinhood, since the start of the pandemic, has distributed over $62 million in grants, over 789 in total, and over 575 organizations have been funded. How is Robinhood funded?
So we rely on New Yorkers making donations to Robinhood to do our work. So if you're interested in supporting us, you can head to our website. And as you mentioned, there's information about our community partners that's listed on our website. And they are also incredible places to turn to if you want to support New York. And then also just trying to keep the holiday spirit alive in your own actions by being a good neighbor.
And who is eligible to apply for funding and access resources of Robinhood?
Yeah, so currently our relief fund, we are still accepting applications on our website and making grants on a weekly basis. As you mentioned, we've made over $60 million in grants to 550 organizations. But we're really trying to prioritize the survival needs for our relief fund. So things like food pantries, health clinics, mental health programs, services for people facing eviction. But nonprofit organizations are eligible, and there's a short application on our website.
If you'd like to help Robinhood do their work, I'll mention the website again. It's robinhood.org. Sarah Oltmans is Chief of Grant Strategy at the Robinhood Foundation. Thank you for joining me on Get Connected.
Thanks so much for having me today, Nina.
This has been Get Connected with Nina Del Rio on 106.7 Light FM. The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. If you missed any part of our show or want to share it, visit our website for downloads and podcasts at 106.7lightfm.com. Thanks for listening.